school year is winding down, and we are a little more than a month away from high school graduations and just mere weeks away from college graduations. And while many students and their teachers are winding down their school year, I am joined here today by someone who is really just getting started for the year. Joining us on the podcast is York College of Pennsylvania's recently inaugurated president, Dr. Thomas Burns. Dr. Burns, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Senator. It's a pleasure to be with you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to me. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And first off, congratulations on your recent inauguration. But you've been serving as the president of York College for the better part of the year.
Started July 1st, 2023, and so I'm almost a year in, and every day brings surprises. Some good, some not good, but I'm learning as I go, and it's been a lot of fun. Really happy to be here.
Well, you are no stranger to South Central Pennsylvania, as you received your undergraduate degree just a few miles up the road from York College at Dickinson College. And you were also cross Route 30 over in Lancaster County for a stint at Millersville University.
Yeah, my first venture into higher education, of course, was college at Dickinson. And I grew up in Newcastle, Delaware, so it was about 2 hours away from home. And it was far enough to be away, but close enough that I could get back. And from then on to my doctoral work down at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee, and that's where I've most recently come back from. I was at Belmont University for 12 years as the provost in Nashville, and so my journey has led me from Pennsylvania to Tennessee twice in my life, and it's lovely to come from Tennessee back to Pennsylvania this time around, and really couldn't be happier. It's a beautiful community, and what I tell people often is that Nashville is a great place to visit, and York County is a great place to live.
Well, we are very glad that you are here. Welcome back. You bring incredible experience to York County, and I think it's a really good match. We're glad that the decision makers chose you to lead this important institution in our county.
As am I.
Well, in your prior role at Belmont University, you saw a huge increase in the student body population. It was more than 34%. That's incredible. We've seen a lot of schools across Pennsylvania have difficulty with their enrollment for really a myriad of reasons. What are your thoughts on how you grew that student enrollment so significantly down in Belmont? And what's happening here at York College?
So I think the key to growing enrollment is having programs and opportunities that make sense to students and families. I think that at Belmont, we focused a lot of our attention and energy on really making sure that we had programs that had career outcomes and opportunities. You want to make sure that when a student comes to college, they graduate and they've got career opportunities. And that's what York College is all about. I would say Millersville, Belmont, and York College all share a similar DNA in that they are the happy marriage of the liberal arts and professional education. They're a place where a student can come and change majors and change programs without any issue and still graduate on time. And all three are also focused on making sure that students are ready to enter the workforce. So it's about workforce development, it's about career preparation, and it's making sure that you have the skills that employers need. And that's really, I think, the secret sauce is remembering who you are and why you're here to serve students and help them get careers and lives.
I absolutely love that. You know, in conversations with our state system of higher education, I talked about how when education is relevant and meaningful, students will come. And clearly that has been your experience both at Belmont, and hopefully we are going to be able to create that same type of environment and experience right here at York College. I know down at Belmont, you added several new programs, data science, architecture. I'm sure you and your administration found a void in the local job market, and you created those majors based on that need of employers, but also of those students who needed a relevant educational opportunity to make themselves a valuable asset and very employable in their community.
That's exactly right. When you think about what the purpose of education is, there's a dual purpose. So you've got the individual growth and opportunity, but you've also got preparation for life in the community. So one of the strategies we use regularly at Belmont, it's something I'm bringing with me to York, is to say, what does our community need? what majors make sense here? What does the community not have that we can provide? And then making sure you work with local businesses, employers to make that program relevant. It's one thing to have a program, but if the students aren't actually prepared to enter the workforce in the community, nobody wins. And I think the other piece that's so critically important is focusing on that practical education. So that means real hands-on work. It's not learning in the ivory tower, only the theory, but connecting back to the real work. You know, how do you get in and do the work of the job that you are being prepared for? So we spend a lot of time thinking about internships and collaboration with nonprofits so students can think about and envision themselves in a variety of careers and do so in a way that they are ready and able to move into the marketplace after graduation.
Well, I think that's going to transition really well. For our listeners,
yes.
You really hit the ground running last July when you became president of York College. I can tell you, as the senator who represents Spring Garden Township, where York College is located, we have seen that type of effort by you and your team to benefit the greater York community in the short but eventful tenure that you've already had. You really showcased it with the new environmental horticulture program. And I don't want to sound like an infomercial, but really, you and your team have taken the time to meet with not only the state's top agricultural official, our secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Secretary Redding, but also with many local farmers from York County, students who are engaged in the Future Farmers of America. You've gotten their input on the program. And I think that that's something that we need more of in higher education. So I really want to commend you that you and your team are delivering on that. And I think that's the kind of effort that's going to make us successful. That local workforce need being met by innovative programs at York College. But that's not the only place I've seen this evidenced. Talk a little bit about what the college is working on with its partnership with WellSpan Health.
Sure.
And healthcare professionals.
Yeah. So one of the things that is true in York County is that we need to make sure that we're paying attention to community needs in community health. So we are really connected with the folks at WellSpan to think about what does preparation for health careers look like for our student population, but then how do we also make sure that we're paying attention to the overall health of the community? So it's healthcare provision, it's healthcare access, it's really thinking about the whole picture. And so we've had long-term relationships for things like nursing, but how do we take that to the next level? You know, what do we think about in terms of the education about health? So for example, in the Knowledge Park, one of our new initiatives that brings industry to the campus and connects faculty and students to industry professionals and sort of creates a really interesting learning environment, WellSpan is creating a production studio. And that production studio can be used for everything from a commercial for WellSpan to also creating the health education collateral that needs to be in place for the community to understand the resources that are available and how to make good and healthy choices. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for the two organizations to collaborate, but also to bring our students into the production process. How do you move from the development of an idea into creating the visual images that go along with it and then using that to make a difference in your community? It creates a lovely life cycle relationship. And so that's just one example of many of the partners that we're going to bring into things like the Knowledge Park, but another good example of what the environmental horticulture program is about. How do you make sure that the needs of your community are being met? How do you provide the educational opportunities to do that? And then how do you bring industry and academia together to make sure that you're growing opportunities for everybody in the county?
It's so crucial. So thank you for really hitting the ground running and creating those opportunities for our students and meeting the needs of our employers. So you're not new to the Mid-State. This is your second tour of duty here in Pennsylvania. So let's do some rapid fire questions because there are really critical issues that I think your students want to know about. First question, Ravens, Eagles, or Steelers?
So I have to go with the Dolphins. I grew up with my brother being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and my neighbor being an Eagles fan. And so you had to be different. And so when I grew up, the Dolphins were sort of the third leg of that stool. So, you know, if I had to pick a team, I would probably go with the Eagles.
All right. An unusual choice for somebody from Central Pennsylvania, but we'll go with it. All right. Let's try this one then. Orioles, Phillies, or Pirates?
Oh, Orioles all the way. Absolutely.
Orioles all the way. All right. I think there's a lot of listeners and students who probably say, all right, let's go O's. Here's a big one. Rutters, Sheets, or Royal Farms?
Oh, absolutely Rutters. Right across from campus, good partners and good friends. So Rutters all the way for that
one. All right. I think you're getting a lot of consensus at your college on that one. So I've noted that you have many, many York College green ties now. I'm sure that was a new addition to your wardrobe as well. So clearly your favorite color is?
Green, of course.
Absolutely. Well, in all honesty, I think that you will continue to build upon an incredible legacy at York College. And so while that spring semester is winding down, I think you're probably really gearing up. Are there any goals that you could share with us?
Sure. So some of the things that I've been focusing on, and really it goes back to things we've already talked about, but the idea that practical education matters, and I want to give our students the chance to try on different careers and different opportunities. And so in the academy, that often is found in things like internships. So I've been working with our development folks to raise funds to make sure that we can try to get to the point of providing every York College student with a paid internship in their discipline. That's where we want to get. We're not there yet, but I think that's the target we want to move after. I want to be able to introduce our students to careers in nonprofits, careers in government, careers they might not have seen themselves in. And part of that is creating internship opportunities so they're not deciding between, do I want to work at the cash register at a convenience store at a fast food restaurant, or do I want to try something in my major? And if the difference is I can get paid for one and not the other, it's sometimes a hard choice to make. So those are some of the things that I'd like to do. Also focusing a lot of attention on what are the community needs. So how do we take the environmental horticulture program, for example, from an idea and breathe life into it and make it even more? How do we connect our students in interesting and important ways? And then how do we take those students and keep them embedded in the community? York has the YCOSP program, which has been really successful at, training and developing leaders in the community. And I'd like to see that continue and grow. And I think for me, it's really investing in what makes York College great by remembering the community where we live. And everything that we do, everything we work on should be connected back to the city, the county that we live in and we serve.
Well, I think it's making an impact. We're seeing York College trending in the right direction. We talked about that 34% growth rate when you were at Belmont.
Yeah.
I understand that this academic year, there was a 6% growth in first year students. Again, bucking what we're seeing not only across Pennsylvania, but across the nation, where we're seeing enrollment declines hitting higher education. And I think you've really honed in on that connection between your students, your educators, and that workforce. And obviously, there are many factors that are contributing to that success. But where are you seeing the most interest from these students? Is it a particular program or other offerings? Is it the price tag? Is it a little bit of everything? How are you able to beat these trends and grow enrollment?
So I think there's a lot of things. There's no silver bullet that says this is the thing that makes the difference. First, we are a large enough institution that we have a large number of majors, but small enough where everybody's a name, not a number. So we actually know your story, and we want to help you be successful. We're a place that is really interested in making sure that we serve students where they are. And so changing majors is not a hard thing to do. It's an easy process. I think one of the really important pieces for us, and this I think resonates well with families in New York County, but more broadly across the country, is that we're a private institution, but our price point is much lower than average. So to give a comparison, in New York County, the average K-12 school district spends about $22,000 to educate a student in that that educational system, that's about the same as our tuition. So the price point to educate students at private institutions elsewhere is often double or triple that. But we're in that same place because we think creating a price point that makes sense so families can afford to move into private higher education is incredibly important. So we're affordable, but we do so without compromising access or quality or opportunity. We want to make sure that we have the resources that will serve our students well. I'm a chemist by training. And so one of the things I joke with students about is that as a chemist, all the toys in the laboratory we have are for our undergraduates. You can go to a larger place that might have the same tools, but they're there for the graduate students. Here, everything we have is for our undergraduate students to invest in and work on. And we make sure that we talk to the folks in industry and say, what equipment do you use in your labs? How do we make sure we have the same thing and teach the students how to use that as they're going through the program? So it's offering the mix of programs that makes sense for a school our size. It's having personal attention so students know they'll be appreciated and supported. It's having a price point that's not going to bankrupt families so that it can be affordable and you can be ready for life afterwards. And then making sure that we're doing everything in our power to make you career ready, whether that's learning how to use the tools of your trade or exposing you to new opportunities or preparing you for graduate school. Whatever you can do at York College. And it's that combination that really makes us the right choice for most people.
What you and your team are doing is incredibly important. And so many things that I have witnessed firsthand in talking with your students. You know, we are York County. We are very frugal. We like to get a good value for our hard-earned dollars.
As you
and,
should.
I think that resonates tremendously with parents. The fact that students can get access to the latest and best technology in their labs. I was on campus speaking to one of your students who had a sibling who is in an Ivy League school. They're in the same major. And that student bragged to me about how he had access to better equipment and technology as an undergraduate than his brother had at an Ivy League institution and what a difference it had made in his education. It was so powerful, really, really powerful. And so that's a huge, huge asset for that student when they go into the workplace because
Absolutely.
That transition is so smooth and easy into the private sector where they are utilizing the exact technology that's being taught in the institution at York College.
It seems like such an obvious thing, but so many places just don't pay attention to the reality that our students will get jobs. It's what we want them to do. So we should train them on the tools and the opportunities they're going to need. And so it seems obvious to me, and it's been very successful. And you're right. The York County community recognizes what a gem it is and what an incredible opportunity they have.
Well, and I think York College does not just provide academic opportunities to students. I believe that even beyond that, it is an economic driver for our community. It's a catalyst for so many small businesses. It's an incubator for so many ideas that could not have been a reality if not for York College. So I am incredibly encouraged and I am so optimistic, Dr. Burns. I think I can safely say that York College is in great hands. So congratulations again to you on your inauguration. And we wish you, as the fifth president of York College, the very best of luck because your success truly is our success. Dr. Burns, where can our listeners go to find out more about York College of Pennsylvania?
So the easiest way is just to go to the York College website, so www.ycp.edu. But I will tell you the best way to learn about York College is come on over and visit us. You know, come and walk around the campus with us. We're happy to show you what we have and talk to you about your ideas. I want people in our community to feel like that York College is your college. This is the place where you can come and be part of the community and help us be better integrated into the community where we welcome your ideas and your opportunity. And we joke sometimes that we're a hidden gem. We don't want to be quite so hidden. So come on over and visit the hidden gem that we are and let us show you around.
Perfect. York College is your college. And today's guest was Dr. Thomas Burns, president of the York College of Pennsylvania. Thank you again for tuning in to today's episode. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to visit my website at senatorkristen.com. This is Kristen Phillips-Hill signing off, and we'll talk to you again soon.